Thank you and good afternoon. Throughout the day, communities along the North Coast and nationwide celebrated Veterans Day as they honored those who have served and continue to serve our country. Banners honoring the local men and women currently serving were unveiled this morning from light poles along the boardwalk in Eureka during a ceremony. Humboldt State University also held a series of events this week, and today included a barbecue for veterans and their families at the Great Hall on campus. A display of military culture was unveiled in the Siemens Library as well. There are nearly 500 veterans and dependents enrolled at HSU, and nearly 16,000 students involved in the military are enrolled throughout the Cal State system. Assembly Bill 935 will also go into effect on Thursday, a bill that will allow veterans to apply for a state driver's license with a designation that clearly identifies a veteran. The bill was made in an effort to identify veterans in California who have been unaccounted for and are not receiving their benefits. Delnor County law enforcement are searching for 20-year-old Layla Strenad, who forced entry into a Smith River residence Tuesday morning. At just before 8 o'clock, Strenad and three unidentified men went to the residence north of Highway 101, and she forced entry into the garage area, pointing her firearm at two people inside while making death threats. Strenad then fled back into her vehicle, and as they drove off, several shots were fired at the house and the two occupants. However, no injuries were reported. Strenad may be in the Smith River area or could be in Harbor, Oregon, and along with the three men, Strenad is considered armed and dangerous. A Covelo man remains hospitalized after suffering serious injuries in a violent altercation in Covelo over the weekend. Mendocino deputies responded to the 23,000 block of Howard Street to investigate an assault and contacted Carl Gage, who had serious injuries. Gage was then flown to a hospital in Reading for treatment. Witnesses on scene told deputies that Gage and his girlfriend got into an argument in their mobile home in the backyard of the residence. During the argument, Gage kicked a dog that the pair shared, and he also threw a chair at her. Two men came to help the woman, escorting her out of the trailer, and Gage attacked both of them with a knife, causing non-life-threatening lacerations. Gage was then stopped after being punched and kicked repeatedly by the two men. Sheriff's deputies have submitted a case to the DA's office, and charges against Gage are expected to be filed. A no-bail warrant has been issued for 25-year-old Eddie Cook Jr., who fled the courthouse during the double murder trial of Jason Anthony Warren on Tuesday. Cook is a key witness in the murder trial and is considered a friend of Warren, who was accused of killing Dorothy Orrick and Hoopa and Suzanne Seaman on Old Arcata Road in September of 2012. Cook testified briefly before fleeing the courthouse during a short recess and could not be located. Law enforcement are actively searching for Cook, and anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt deputies are searching for an assault suspect. Dan Squire has more.
The sheriff's office is investigating a suspected assault on a sleeping man on the Avenue of the Giants Monday morning. Deputies responded to Redwood Memorial Hospital to interview the man, and he stated he was asleep alongside the Avenue of the Giants when a man began to beat him with a large wooden stick. The victim said the suspect was wearing a hat and was about 6 feet tall, but he was unable to remember anything after the attack, which left him with serious injuries and in critical condition. Deputies checked the area for any potential suspects. None was found, and the investigation into the attack is ongoing.
Thank you, Dan. A vehicle pursuit that began in Myers Flat Tuesday morning resulted in two men being booked into county jail. A sheriff's deputy sergeant on patrol near Myers Flat spotted a BMW registered to 24-year-old Kevin McGuire, who was currently on probation. McGuire fled with the sergeant in pursuit. However, he ended the chase due to safety reasons. McGuire's vehicle was then spotted by the sergeant in downtown Miranda, and another pursuit ensued, only to be called off again. The vehicle was located again, this time abandoned near a house on Gibney Road, and witnesses reported seeing McGuire and a female accomplice fleeing into the woods. After searching the area, the sergeant located the pair, and McGuire was found to be in possession of methamphetamine. He was then booked into county jail while the woman was released. Thomas Lusk, who was an uncooperative witness, was also arrested and booked for outstanding warrants. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.